In the mid-1800s, life in Britain for women was very different to today. Back then, there was very little education available to them. They could not work as doctors, lawyers, or politicians. And if they got married, everything belonged to their husband, including any money they earned, property they owned, and even their parental rights over their own children. Women were also not allowed to vote in any national elections, meaning that they had no say in the important decisions and laws that were affecting their lives every day. So the suffrage movement and the Votes for Women campaign began in the mid-1800s, and the original group of campaigners became known as the suffragists. The suffragists weren't just a group of women. Many men also campaigned, and people came together from all over Britain, from all walks of life, to try and make change together.